National Board Meeting of whatever day this is, April 9th, 2015. I'm Margaret Wilkinson, Chair of the Board, also serving as Pacifica's Interim Executive Director, and I'd like to ask Vice Chair Lydia Brezon to chair this meeting. Lydia?
Yes. Okay. So, first, would we please have the Secretary call roll?
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
Alan is present.
Alan, present. Argueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI. I don't hear Burden, WBAI. Burden, present. Hard to hear you. Brezon, KPFK.
Here.
Brezon here. Jim Brown.
Present. Present.
Jim Brown, present. Steve Brown. Kathnave, KPFT. Kathnave, present. Coleman, WGAI.
Present.
Coleman, present. DM,
and you know what, Janet, I can't hear you so well.
Is anybody else having a problem hearing me?
No, I can't hear you fine. There is
Can everybody please mute unless your name is getting close to being called? Thank you. Okay. Diaz, WTFW. Well,
I thought she was vaccinated.
Diaz? Diaz, present. Edward Steaker, KPFA.
Here.
Edward Steaker, present. Francis, KPFA. Princess?
Here.
Princess, present. Kaufman, KPFK.
Here.
Kaufman, present. Coburn, present. Lane Ewart, I understand, requested an absence. Mark, KPFT.
Robert, Mark is present.
Mark, present. Medina, KPFK.
Present.
Medina, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Rabin, WVQR affiliate. Writer, KPFT.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
So Writer, it will not be present at this meeting. Robert, WBAI. Robert also will not be present at this meeting. Tucker, WPFW.
Here.
Tucker, present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Wilkinson, present. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay. Excuse absences.
I move that we excuse the absences of Doreen Roberts, Janice Lane Ewart, and George Wright.
Okay, Benito?
So, has any of them or who are mentioned requested?
They all requested excused absences.
Hi, Steve Brown here.
Hi, Steve.
So that's Janice, Serene, George.
Okay.
And somebody else then.
Sorry?
Well, George just emailed that he's going to be late.
Oh, okay. So, are there any objections?
I'm just trying to get the name straight. So there was a third person?
We can't understand you, Benito.
So, Janice, Serene, George, and someone else.
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay, are there any objections?
Did somebody second that?
Brian will second.
Are there any objections? Okay, so those absences are excused. Now, do we have some wonderful folks that will volunteer to be timekeepers for the items and or for the speakers?
This is Brian. I can time items.
Okay. Do I have a volunteer to time the speakers?
I'll volunteer. This is Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Okay. So now we can move on to agenda approval. Would anyone like to move to approve the agenda?
Brian, so moved.
Would anyone like to second?
Pardon?
I'm sorry, who's trying to speak? I can't hear.
Carolyn Gordon, do you recognize?
Okay, Carolyn.
For the sake of our listeners, could you read the agenda aloud before we move for approval?
Yes, Janet, would you mind reading it? I'm still driving.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, we have special order. Oh, well, we have minutes approval. There's one set of minutes from last open session. Special order of business, vote on changing the foundation name from Pacifica Foundation Radio back to Pacifica Foundation. Then we have the IED report, and we have CFO report, except Raul is not going to be able to be at the meeting. So we have also committee reports. We have old business, a previous notice motion, sideband motion from the WBAI LSB, and Serene asked that that be postponed to next week, but that's it. Or not next week, next meeting.
Point of information, please.
Carolyn?
Yes, are there times allotted to each of these items? If so, maybe they should be read too. I'm just thinking of the listeners who don't have the agenda in front of them. Thank you.
Yes, Janet, can you include the time?
Yes, so the agenda approval is 30 minutes. We're already into that, I guess. A minutes approval, 5 minutes. Special order of business, 15 minutes. IED report, 30 minutes. Committee reports, 15 minutes. Old business, well, would be that there's, it was 15 minutes, but we postponed it. That's it. We won't get to it.
This is Kim, point of information.
Yes, Kim.
Were there any particular committee reports detailed? I mean, is there which committee reports for 15 minutes?
I believe that Adriana sent out the personnel committee report.
Okay.
Yes, I sent the personnel committee report and a motion.
And what else? What are the committee reports? Hello?
I believe that the item was on the agenda, hoping there would be additional committee reports. It's there just to facilitate. The only thing I have seen so far is the personnel committee report.
Okay.
So unless anyone...
Janet Kay, I'd like to make an election committee report.
Okay, so that was in response to Kim's question. Okay, so moving on, in terms of the agenda.
Can you hear me? This is Alan.
Point of order.
Yes.
I mean, does somebody have to second that to add that to the agenda and then add the time and stuff?
Yeah, wait a minute. Okay. We haven't gotten that far. I wasn't asking for any action to be taken on that. You asked the question, she responded, so she'll need to...
She made a motion to include it, I thought.
She didn't make a motion yet. She just responded to you. Anyway, Janet, do you wish to make a motion?
Yes, I move that there be an election committee report
added. Okay, is there a second to that? It doesn't have to be seconded. We have the item already on the agenda, actually.
Order, Brian.
Brian?
Specify a length in the motion. And a position on the agenda.
Janet?
Well, let's say 15 minutes, but this would be under committee reports after the personnel committee report, I guess. I mean, we didn't specify where the personnel committee report would be. But.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Point of information, okay. the you're asking if there are any objections to having an elections report?
Yes, an elections report position with that time. Reports are already
okay.
Off.
No objection.
Okay, thank you. And are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Alan for the queue.
Sure, go ahead. Teresa? Teresa, go ahead.
Yes, where are the two motions at this point from the Archives Committee, or Archives Task Force, that were put on the agenda, I guess, about a month ago?
I don't know. Janet, do you happen to have those?
Janet Lane Ewart is not on the call. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Janet.
I'm sorry.
The Secretary, Janet Coburn. Do you
I'm
have
sorry?
Well, the two archives motions that were previously placed on the agenda a couple of months ago?
About a month ago.
Well, maybe a month ago.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have them, and I don't know which ones they are. And
I will see if I can find. Maybe we can, if we can put this, put the archives in queue. I believe that the archives, Brian DeShazer was asked to cut $9,000 a month from his budget.
Okay. Right now, we're just not discussing the issue. Just. The agenda item. So you want to add the archives task force as a report?
I want the two archives motions that were brought up about a month ago to be...
Okay. And is that to follow the governance and elections committee report?
No, I because it came up a month ago, I think it should go before those.
So where do you want it on the agenda and how much time?
I would say 10 minutes, and I would like them before governance and elections.
Point of information.
Yes, Diana.
We need to produce the motions because how can we vote putting something on top of what we have already if we don't have the motions? I really will vote against, I'm sorry. I want to
okay.
Most of what we are talking about.
Okay, so this is how it works. is that the motions were properly noticed because they did appear on the agenda. I remember seeing them, or at least they were noticed to the PMB. So they do belong I'll tell you where they belong.
This is Kim.
They belong in not in new business because we haven't taken it up, but they were noticed. So it's proper to include them if you choose to move them up.
I would like to move them up as high as possible. And Janice Lane, you worked very hard to get them on the agenda, and it's pretty serious to the archives department. I will send them out to the entire board. I'm getting the minutes right now.
Can everyone please mute their phones? There's a lot of static. Thank you. And then Janet K to the staff, please.
Hello?
Someone has a loud television on in the background. Please mute your phone. Can anyone hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay. You don't have anything on in the background? Okay. So
no.
Kim is the only one who should be on a you should be able to speak. Everyone else, mute your phones, please. Thank you. Kim?
Sorry, I was just going to say it should go under new business under the under Teresa's other motion. And
I'm sending it to to everyone now. Okay?
Okay, fine. So did we have a second for Teresa's motion to move it up on the agenda?
Yes, this is Kim. I second it.
Okay. Are there any objections to moving it up on the agenda? Ahead of
Benito.
Okay, Benito?
I don't have a problem putting it on the agenda, but I think that it should go after in a question that Teresa, you mentioned governance as well. I don't know if we have a governance committee report, but at least elections are nothing more timely than that. So I would like to hear that report, whatever action, if any, needs to be taken, and then let's deal with this other stuff.
I couldn't understand that. This is Kim.
Yeah, he was breaking up.
Yes, he said he would like to see her motion after the election committee report.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Carolyn?
Yes, old business comes before new business. Does it not? This is old business, so I think it should be first on the agenda. And those motions should be first. And then new business, if I'm...
Okay. So these are all draft agendas, and the agendas are always for one particular for the meeting that is noticed. However,
old business is David Zurich.
So the placement of the business on the agenda, which is new business because we have never dealt with it. It's not like it was either postponed, interrupted, or otherwise. But we will. But regardless, it's been properly noticed, so it's appropriate to move it up. No one is questioning the ability to move it up if it garners the vote. So that's where we are right now.
So, Madam Secretary, would you like to please call?
Madam Chair, may I say something?
Point of information, Carolyn here. Sorry, Teresa. My point was that old business isn't subject to a vote. It just comes first. And should that not be first? I don't know. I don't think it's appropriate to vote on it. If, in fact, it was on an agenda and it got lost, then
okay.
Put it back. And that's Caroline, votable. It's there. Thank you.
Please go to authorsgroup.com, and you will see that that's one of the most frequently asked questions. The agenda is for a meeting, and is everything that is sent out is a draft. We get to vote on what goes on the agenda for the night. That's my ruling. If you want to challenge it, we can take a vote on that as well.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
Members of the board, I mean, this is topsy-turvy when something that this is affecting the payroll of the Archives Task Force, Archives staff, and it is important, and it should not be postponed so that it doesn't get voted on. Now, we've had several meetings, and it didn't get high enough. So at this point, you tell me what needs to be done. So I hope we can put this high enough that we can vote on this tonight.
Okay. So are there any objections to Teresa's motion? Jen, any kind of information? I'm sorry, who was that? Janet Kay.
And
Janet,
Brian.
The point of information.
Probably both of us have the same question.
Okay, go ahead. Janet. Well, I heard Benito, it sounded like he was amending Teresa's motion as far as placement goes. So shouldn't we be dealing with that?
Benito, we couldn't hardly hear you. Is that what you're doing? I didn't know. We couldn't tell if you were just arguing against it or if you thought you were moving to amend it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there a second to Benito's amendment, which is to put it after the Elections Committee report?
No, Carolyn objects. Point of order, please.
Okay, Carolyn.
If there's no second, we don't debate it.
Excuse me. What we need to do is to decide whether we're following Robert's rules or not. The chair wants to...
Okay.
The expense of Robert's rules, we need to vote on that. But I would object to that and say Robert's rules say that old business comes before new. This is old business. It goes on the agenda first.
Okay, Brian.
It's not a vote question.
Yes, Brian had a point before you did. Brian?
There's no sense debating Benito's amendment if it doesn't have a second.
I know. That's why I asked if there was a second.
I second. That's me.
Oh.
Okay, and the chair.
Well, if we're going to accept this as an amendment, then I would like to discuss that.
Well, first I have to rule on Carolyn's objection, and again, second time I have ruled that it is up to the body to decide what's on the agenda this evening. Carolyn, if you want to challenge the ruling of the chair, we can take that vote first and then go back.
Yes, I'm afraid I do. I believe that you can't abrogate our bylaws require Robert's rules, and they
that's
require
fine.
Something that you're objecting to. So, yes, I
okay, that's
you.
Fine. Janet, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Please state the issue and what a yes vote means and what a no vote means.
Is there a yes vote? Is there a second to Carolyn's objection to the ruling of the chair?
I don't think that needs to be seconded.
Okay, good. So there you go. Does it need to be seconded? You can't ask George. Brian?
I believe so, but I don't have my copy of Robert's handy.
Okay. So is there a second in case we need it?
Exactly. I'll second it.
Okay, thank you.
And that is Steve?
Yes.
So a yes vote is to uphold the ruling of the chair, which is that the agenda is up to the body, and so is this the issue of moving this item, regardless of its placement on the agenda, on the draft.
Point of order, I don't think that's the issue. The issue is that it should have been on the agenda for weeks now. It fell off, and the issue is that since it fell off, it's been on the agenda, it should be high up on the agenda. I think that's what's the issue.
Okay, but there is no agenda till we vote on it. This is simply a draft, whether it's
right,
on,
it
the
should
draft
be on the draft.
Point of order,
okay.
This is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
An appeal of a ruling relating to the order of business is not debatable. We got to vote on the appeal.
That's right.
No,
Madam Secretary. A yes vote upholds the ruling of the chair. A no vote does not. Madam Secretary.
Alan, KPFT.
Alan says no. Alan does not support the chair.
Alan votes no. Argueta. Burden, WBAI.
No.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown, WPLW.
No.
Jim Brown votes no.
No, no, that was Brown, not Jim Brown.
This is Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
How do you vote? Sorry?
Said yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Castanet, KPFT.
Yes.
Castanet votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz, WPFW. Sorry?
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Steekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edward Steekert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
No.
Kaufman votes no. Copeland passes. Wayne Muir, Robert Mark, KPFT.
Mark passes at this point.
Mark passes. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, not here. Ryder, not here. Roberts, not here. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Going back to people who passed myself, I will abstain. Mark, KPFT. You pass.
No.
Mark votes no.
No.
Hold on. I have 9 yes, 6 no, abstain 1. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Bazan votes yes, so that's 10 yes, 6 no, 1 abstain. Okay, so this passes. The chair, the ruling of the chair
is upheld.
Upheld, yes.
Okay, thank you. So now we're back to Benito's amendment. And,
okay, Alan wants to speak.
Okay, hold on just a second. And so it was made by Benito, and I can't remember who seconded it. Someone seconded it.
Adriana.
Oh, Adriana, okay. Seconded by Adriana, and Benito gets to motivate his amendment Benito,
yes.
You want to motivate your amendment?
Yes, so it's a little simple. You know, I don't think anybody questions whether or not the archive issues or motions be on the agenda. I don't think anybody questions whether it should be sort of the top agenda either. I personally would not object whatever time Teresa wants. My amendment is simply that it go after Teresa's report, for I think the obvious reason that with the elections, folks.
Hello?
Period.
Okay, thank you.
Nothing is more timely than the election.
Okay, thank you. And Teresa, you wanted to speak to this.
Yes. Well, first of all, I could only understand about two-thirds of what Benito said, so pardon me if I'm not addressing the point that you brought up. The fact of the matter is it's really topsy-turvy to have something for a task force or a committee to say something is important and to put it on the agenda, and then now, and because it didn't get to, we didn't get to it at that other meeting because there were many pressing items, but now you're going to suggest that we put it on the bottom of the heap. I think that's a really trashy way to treat the people that work for our archives, and I think that anyone that was on that call, and I think Adriana was on that call, though maybe she
didn't
count at the same time, but I mean, the director of that department made a very serious point that this needs to be addressed, and I think that Janice Lane Ewart worked really hard to get it on the agenda, and I'm very frustrated that you would put it so far down and that we would spend so much time on this, allowing it to be put at the bottom of the heap.
Okay, thank you.
Carolyn,
okay, Carolyn.
Yes,
So it'll be Carolyn, Adriana, and who else? I heard another voice.
Just a point of clarification, if that exists.
Okay, yeah. I'll put you after that. You had to. Okay, hold on a second. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, Teresa makes a point about the importance of the issue and the way in which it's been treated. I want to address another point, and that is that our bylaws require that we, in the absence of special rulings by the board, we defer to Robert's Rules of Order. Robert's Rules of Order require that old business come before new business. And for us to suddenly decide that it's up to the board to abrogate that and change the entire procedure and ignore the bylaws and put something any place we want to bury it, is appropriate, is very wrong. So I'm suggesting that the board really rethink our approach to this. If we all can change anything we want and bury something deep down in the agenda where it'll never see the light of day, we just need to vote it up or down and not play games with it and remove it from an agenda. This is wrong. It violates our bylaws. I don't know what it takes to change a bylaws amendment in a regular meeting without notice, but we do have something in our bylaws about following Robert's rules, and to take a motion that has been on the agenda and somehow lost, I'm not saying it was deliberate, just lost, dropped off the agenda, and then put it down at the bottom of the agenda with a vote is really kind of not a good way to move. I don't think it's a precedent that you all would want to set for your favorite agendas. So I suggest we go back to Robert's rules. It's old business. Put it at the top of old business and dispense with it in much less time than it's taking us to discuss it. Thank you.
Thank you. Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I don't really appreciate talking about this trashy way, like Teresa just said, because it's true. I was in the archives, and I know how important it is that we take care of the archives. But this is not what we are discussing here. We are discussing we have such a limited time that we are wasting playing games and trying to appoint. The elections is part of the survival of this foundation. The personal committee need to have approved their actions, because if not, you know, this foundation is not working. Please try not to call points. We know, all of us know, that we need to work for the archives and for all the units. But the reason what we are discussing here is where to put it, not the merits of the motion. You know, we are wasting time. That's the only thing that we are doing. And we have such an important business that we need to take care of today. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Benito?
Just that I'm not trying to suggest that the archives motions be at the bottom of any agenda. I think that after period, immediately after the election, and that was my only point, whenever it's appropriate.
Janet Kay? Yes, Janet. I call the question. Okay, that would require another vote. But
well, don't we have two for and two against?
Oh, that's correct. We do have two for and two against. Sorry.
Madam Chair, we've reached our time limit on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. So can you call the roll?
Hello? Oh.
And this is on the amendment to place the archives motions after the election committee report.
That's correct.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Argueta, not here. Burden, WBAI.
Burden votes no.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown, WPFW. Steve Brown, WBAI.
No.
Brown, Steve Brown votes no. Casnade, KPFT.
Yes.
Casnade votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye, aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards, Tickert, KPFA.
Abstain.
Edwards, Tickert, abstains. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Calson, KPFK.
So, no is against Benito's amendment, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, no.
Calson votes no. Coburn passes. Robert Mark. KPFT, Robert Mark.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, Ryder, Roberts, Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Brown, WPFW. Jim
yes.
Brown. Jim Brown votes yes. I pass. I will abstain. Coburn abstains. So let me count. I have 8 yes, 6 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I'll abstain.
Razan abstain. So that's 8 yes, 6 no, 3 abstain. This passes.
Okay. And so are there any... can we go ahead and take... We have to take a vote on the agenda. We're out of time for the agenda.
Well, but what about the... Teresa's motion as amended, or with the...
No.
Correct.
That would be...
No, this replaced it. No?
But you still have to vote it.
You still... Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
In the best interest of getting the business done, I will not object to the motion as amended. Perhaps there's no objection.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Thank you very much, Teresa. Okay, can we take, is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Yes, Carolyn objects.
Okay. Janet, would you please take the roll? Thank you. Janet, please take the roll. Thank you.
Yes. Sarah, this is Ben. Are you recognizing Brenda, or do you want me to go ahead?
No, I said Janet.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did Brenda say? I didn't hear Brenda.
I have a point of order. Can you just run through the amendments of the agenda?
I'm sorry. Oh, Janet, what are the amendments to the agenda? Let me see.
That the Personnel Committee report be added under committee reports. Election Committee report be added under committee reports. And that these two archives motions.
Madam Chair, could you please ask someone to mute themselves?
Thank you. Did you skip personnel?
No, I said personnel.
Okay, I couldn't hear it because of the static. Yeah. Thank you.
And the two archives motions be added under elections in under committees.
Okay, I couldn't hear because of the static. What was the order of the committee reports?
Personnel, election, and archives.
And where did governance go?
Governance did not come up.
Okay.
So, could I have the floor? Sure.
Yes, Brenda.
No, debate is over on the agenda.
No, was it a point of information?
Well, no. It's actually a point to add to the agenda, but that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so, Janet, can you call the roll on the agenda approval, please?
Are there any objections?
Yes, Carolyn.
Yes,
already
Carolyn
did. She
sorry, objected. Sorry. Okay, Alan, KPFT.
Alan says aye.
Alan votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
I think we have life.
Burden?
Sorry, I didn't know. Am I muted? Do you want to hear me?
How do you vote?
No.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Kasnade, KPFT.
Yes.
Kasnade votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz, WPFW.
Nine.
Diaz votes yes.
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Quentin, KPFA.
Yes.
Quentin votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
Abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn votes yes. Lane Muir, Mark, KPFT.
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Okay, let me count.
Madam Secretary.
Yes?
Alan wants to change it to no. Thank you.
Alan votes no.
Thank you.
All right. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes. Yes, so my vote is yes.
Bazan is yes. I vote yes. So... now we have 12 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Agenda is approved. Agenda as amended.
Okay. So now we have an agenda. Now, minutes approval.
Brian?
The minutes were sent out with the agenda. And is there a motion to approve the minutes from Janet? What's the date?
From March 26, 2015.
March 26, 2015.
Yes. So the last session.
Brenda?
I move to approve the agenda. The minutes.
The minutes. Okay. Is there a second? And Benito seconds. Are there any objections?
Yes, Carol objects.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan, KPFT.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
Can we at least ask what the objection is to the minutes?
Yes, she didn't volunteer it, but Carolyn, do you have a specific objection? Carolyn, are you muted?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Thank you. No, I haven't had time to really examine them and compare them with my notes, so
okay.
I'm not objecting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
No.
Votes no. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cascade, KPFT.
Yes.
Cascade votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz, WPFW. Diaz votes yes. Edwards Teachers, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Teachers votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes.
Kaufman votes yes. Cobrin votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
Yes.
Medina, KPFK.
I'll say yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Let me count. I have 15 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Razan votes yes. So it's 16, 1, 0, minutes passed.
This is Kim.
Kim?
I would like to request that the secretary please send out the minutes before, you know, the day of, a couple of hours before. It's just difficult to read them before the minute for everyone all the time. And I'm just making that request.
May I respond?
Yes, Madam Secretary.
Yes, I'm trying my best to not only get the minutes out earlier than the day of the meeting, but at least I'm getting them out. But there's lots of work that I'm involved in doing on this project, not just minutes. So I will do my best.
Okay, thank you. And now we're going to move on to special order business, and this is the business that was specifically noted on the notice of this meeting, which is a vote is needed on changing the foundation name back or recovering it back from Pacifica Foundation Radio back to Pacifica Foundation. Margie?
Okay. So I sent the resolution to the body, and Janet put them in to put it in the agenda, but of course I'm not finding the agenda because I would like to read this to you all. Let me see.
Do you want me to read the motion?
Yes, please. Thank you.
That's okay. No problem. I was just looking at it. Now my computer's okay.
It's not a motion.
Yes. Well, it's a, yes, it's a resolution that we need to adopt.
Okay, but
resolution by any other name is called a motion, so that's fine.
I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but my computer just locked up.
I found it.
This is
Okay, Pacifica Foundation Radio directors believe it is in the best interests of the foundation to retrieve our former corporate name, Pacifica Foundation. We hereby authorize interim executive director to take any and all necessary actions to approve, execute, and file any and all documents in connection with the change of the company's name. This was actually, I think I changed, I'm sorry, this is the original from the lawyer, and I think I changed company to foundation. Is that right? Does it say the foundation's name in the last part of the sentence, or does it say company's name?
It says companies.
Okay, well, good enough. I wanted to change it to foundation, but I failed to do that. Okay, so that's the resolution that this lawyer, Jeffrey Weinstock, says we need to pass tonight, and then he will move forward with retrieving our name. And
Chair?
Why move it? I move this.
I second.
And thank you.
Okay, Margie, just for clarification, so it will read foundation instead of company, correct?
I would like to do that if everybody's fine with that. I would rather change it to foundation. I'm sorry, I kept trying to do it.
Okay, are you making an amendment to this language to your own motion, please?
Yes.
Somebody has to do that.
Point of information.
Yes.
You're saying just in the resolution it says, and we're asking the executive director to take any and all necessary actions in connection with the change of the company's name.
And I'm going to change that to foundation's name.
Right, right. It doesn't say that we're changing the corporate name to Pacifica Company or anything.
No.
Okay,
right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so, Margie, are you making that amendment?
Yes, I'm making that. The
and can someone second it?
Allison second.
Okay. Is there any objection to changing company to foundation?
This is Kim. I have a question.
Okay. But first of all, is there any objection to changing company to foundation? Okay. Hearing no objection, the change is made from company to foundation. Kim?
What's going to happen to Pacifica Foundation Radio?
I assume it will be, I don't know. I could ask the lawyer. It'll be up for grabs if somebody wants it, I assume. And we don't have, I don't think we can have two names.
Okay, so let me also clarify that that the attorneys at the time that we were made aware of this made clear to us that the founders of Pacifica saw to it that the name Pacifica Foundation was federally protected. So we have always owned it, but the process of registering that name in a timely fashion, which you have to do every year with a statement of information, was not done. And so someone swooped in and took it, and now they don't want it. So we're getting, it's all about the Secretary of State and how that looks and how that is reflected on our legal papers here in California. But the name belongs to us. Had we had the money to engage the attorney to go to court, given that it is federally protected, its trademark name, we would have prevailed. There is no doubt about that, but it is a costly and lengthy process. And so in the interest of moving forward and being able to continue to operate as a foundation, that we voted to temporarily change the name to Pacifica Foundation Radio. But our true identity with the Federal Trademark Commission is the Pacifica Foundation, just to be clear for people who are new. Thank you.
Point of information, Janet?
Yes.
Yes, can I ask? In terms of our business archives for the last year and a half under the name Pacifica Foundation Radio, how do we guarantee ownership of that? Is there some way that we can, at least in time, verify that we were this company? I mean, how can we completely do away with that identity? I don't know how much it costs to pay for it, but it sounds like we should have it as well, just in case.
Okay, that I don't know. I think Margie said she could ask the attorneys about that. I don't think – we also had an opinion from a second attorney that was our corporate counsel last year, I guess it was, when we were considering bylaws about ownership, whether it was necessary for us to change the property ownerships or archives or anything else to Pacifica Foundation Radio, and he said, no, the name absolutely belongs to us. The property belongs to us. I checked, and our grant deeds belong to the Pacifica Foundation. So nothing else was changed, and that was on the advice of our corporate counsel at the time, Terry, what's his name? Anyway, mm-hmm. The one from 2014. So anyway, so that was, and I can resend that. We had this discussion during the last bylaw session as well. So I don't think there's any issue there. However, it doesn't hurt to ask these attorneys about those finite issues.
Okay.
Okay, so back to the motion. Is there any objection to this motion as amended? Okay, hearing no objection, the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to go on to the interim executive director report.
Okay, so I was better prepared. I didn't find it. I apologize.
Privilege, Brian.
Yes.
Yes. Can everyone please mute and only Margie will be speaking? Thank you.
I would like to read my report aloud because it seems like the friendly thing to do, but here we go.
Margie, you have to speak up, please.
I'm sorry. I was mumbling. Okay. So here's my report. On the ED hire, on April 2nd, 2015, we announced that John Proffitt had accepted the board's offer to join the organization as executive director. John will begin working in the Berkeley office on Monday, May 11th, 2015. This week, John came to Berkeley to meet folks in the Pacifica National office and to look for housing. He got a tour of KPFA and spent some time visiting with those of us in the PNO and folks at KPFA. He is looking for a place to live and plans to be moving to the Bay Area before he begins on May 11th. He's expecting to be in the Bay, living in the Bay Area around May 1st. Pacifica's name, we have engaged Louis Brisbois, Begard and Smith, the law firm that's been helping us regain the use of Pacifica Foundation name. At Thursday's meeting, we'll need to vote on a resolution that they need in order to begin the process. The language of the resolution forwarded to me by Attorney Jeffrey Weinstock is, and that's the motion that we just voted on. I have attached a copy of the notice from the California Secretary of State showing that the corporate name Pacifica Foundation is reserved for us until May 26, 2015. At our last meeting, the board approved a resolution on the CPB ISIS logins. John Kriegler is in touch with CPB and will keep us appraised. Teresa, you need to mute yourself here. He'll tell us what's happening there, working on it. The Pacifica National Office On Monday, we discovered that someone had put a rock through the heavy plate glass window at the empty restaurant next door to the P&O. It was clear that no one had entered the office. We made a police report, and KPFA got a contractor to cover the space with a solid piece of plywood. And we did not take any pictures, I apologize, but we did file a police report, although they were not particularly interested. So that's my report. I would like to add two things. I would like to remind people that I will be on vacation for essentially 2 weeks, starting on Monday, and Raul will be in the office and will be in charge in my absence if anybody needs information or contact with the national office. And the other thing is that I want us to do a memorial thing. I sent it out. Richard Moore, who was one of the founders of KPFA and therefore of Pacifica, and who was the first voice on the air, died recently. He's 95 years old, and there's a beautiful photograph and a nice little blurb about him on the KPFA webpage, and I just cribbed the language, and I would hope that we could agree to do an in memoriam for this guy and put it on the Pacifica webpage, and I can forward to Otis the photograph so he can have that there as well. So I would like to move that. And I think everyone should have the language. I mailed it out, but I can read it. Richard Moore, February 26, 1920 to March 26, 2015. Richard Moore was one of the original founders of listener-supported KPFA and Pacifica Foundation, along with Lewis Hill and Eleanor McKinney. On April 15, 1949, Moore was the presenter of the first program on KPFA's air, Anglo-American Folk Songs. Moore was a published poet and close associate of Kenneth Roth's intellectual circle in San Francisco. It was Moore who persuaded Rex Roth to undertake what became a celebrated series of ad-lib monologues. Moore went on from his work in radio to a long career as a pioneering television broadcaster. Moore died on March 26, 2015, a week before the official publication of his new book, Particulars of Place, by Omnidon. And so I'd like to move that we agree to post this memorial statement on the website.